I mean, from what I see around where I live when we're out, people are obeying the lockdown and they're doing the right thing. And it's not easy. The weather, I think, helps a little bit. But when you are inside, what about gadgets that could help you while away the time or could be actually useful? I'm joined now with our tech guru, Fevzi. Hello, Fevzi. Good afternoon to you.
Afternoon. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. I wonder if you've spotted anything that you think might be handy to us when we're spending so much time at the home at the moment. What's your eye on?
Yeah, so there's been a lot of talk about, you know, keeping in touch with relatives and video calling and all the rest of it and how to do it on your smartphone using, you know, Skype or FaceTime or whatever. But I was thinking that that's not for everybody, particularly if you've got, you know, older relatives. Maybe they don't already own the right device. They need something with a screen that's big enough to see on, with a set of speakers that's loud enough to hear on, and something that's easy to use and versatile. And I came up with something called the Google Nest Hub Max. It's a bit of a mouthful. So it's from Google, who now own Nest. And it's a kind of all-in-one device. Imagine it looks a bit like a tablet on a pedestal tilted towards you. It's got a 10.2-inch touchscreen on it, obviously an internet-connected device, so you can do a variety of things with it. So first of all, it's got Google Assistant built into it, so you can say, OK, Google, tell me the weather. OK, Google, play the radio. OK, Google, play me this video on YouTube, which is very useful, just to have a voice interface as well as a touchscreen on it. And it's amazingly useful because it does everything without you having to learn how to use a whole tablet or laptop computer. And it's got some nice add-ons as well. So the camera that's built into it. So imagine a landscape screen, a wide screen, 10.2 inches, camera above it, microphone built in. So you can do video calling, first of all. Secondly, that Nest camera, if you give permission or if your loved one gives permission, that can be used as a Google Nest security camera, which means that, let's say you've got someone that's very vulnerable that you want to keep an eye on, they're not up to, you know, receiving calls and pressing, you know, yes to answer a call or whatever. This thing just allows you to drop in on them, to see them, and to speak to them, and for them to speak to you. And you can do that, you know, remotely over your smartphone or tablet. So that's kind of special. The YouTube feature, as I say, the voice integration, because you know YouTube is owned by Google, so the fact that you can actually interact with it by voice is really special, because you can do searches. Again, you don't have to type the search in, can do exercises. See, on there.
In other times, when you're talking about you being able to drop in onto your loved one, in other times, people would say, that's terribly Big Brother, I'm not having that in my life. But actually, maybe this might be the time when that would be acceptable to the member of family who you want to stay in touch with and who isn't really au fait with all the technology and wants to learn a whole new rigmarole of how things work. It just might be useful at this time.
So this would be this Nest Hub Max. It's useful for everybody, but I think particularly vulnerable people, older people, you know, people who aren't au fait with technology, even people with dementia, for example, who would struggle to use any sort of device, with the right, you know, setting, you can just drop in, and I think that's invaluable. And you know, you can see if, God forbid, someone's had a fall or anything like that, you know, because you can't drop in at their door, but you can drop in virtually. And I think that that's a really good thing. Also, there's a virtual fitness instructor in there called Fitstar, F-I-T-S-T-A-R. Uh-huh. And it gives you 7-minute workouts, and you can choose whether you want cardio or strength building or whatever. So it's not, you know, that's good for all ages, frankly. Just really useful in the way that everything works on it. Oh, and you know what else you can do? It integrates with Google Photos. So if you want to show, you know, your loved one images, you can set up a shared photo account, and then all the different family members can upload photos into it, and then the device becomes like a beautiful photo frame. It's a very high quality HD screen, and you know, it will just do a slideshow of photos for that person. That I think it's really
sort of valuable functionality that's available from some of the other people like Facebook and maybe Apple as well, but this is kind of Google's version of it, as because it sounds like they might be able to try to take over your life here, lots of, you know, getting right into your life there. But as you say, could be very useful for some. Just yeah. before we wrap up, Fevzi, scientists build a device that converts thoughts into text. Now, are you having a wind up with me, or is this actually something?
No, actually, this is they did this with four people who suffer from epilepsy, and because they have epilepsy, they've already got implants in their brain to monitor their epileptic attacks. So they did this with four women, four female patients, and they gave them limited sentences to read out. And as they were reading out these sentences, and I mean limited in terms of vocabulary and complexity, as they read them out, an artificial intelligence program has been looking at what brain waves are associated with that speech. And then what it means, when the person thinks a sentence or speaks a sentence, but you can't hear it, the device translates their brain waves into words with 97% accuracy. Now, it's only got a limited vocabulary. It doesn't work for, you know, 20,000 words that most of us know how to speak. But it shows a sign to the future. And if you really want to know how useful that's going to be, not this research, but similar research is being done by Facebook. So they want to know your thoughts as well. But it will make us telepathic.
Oh, they do that. Yeah, what a surprise.
yeah, exactly. But imagine this, because if we manage to do this without a brain implant, or brain implants become de rigueur, then what you can actually do is be telepathic, because you think something is converted into electrical or words or whatever and sent, and then reappears in the other person's brain.
Or just be my wife, because she knows what I'm thinking before I do sometimes. But I think that's just her unique skill. Thanks, Fevzi. Nice talking to you today. Thanks for your time.
Be well.
See you later.